are you? You're usually out on the couch by now, so where? Oh my God. There you are. I'm here making sure you're not actually dead. Because I heard from your friend that something happened to you, so I came over here after our conversation to see for myself. To come and check up on you and make sure that you were okay. I let myself in because it was an emergency. I figured that would be a good enough reason as any to try and look for you here. Because if in some reality you'd have died since I last saw you, then I don't know how I would have been able to cope with that. But I also can't just leave everything we owned in this apartment and let it all get stolen or sold off. I wasn't exactly told how long ago it was or like any other detail for that matter. Okay, fine. Let's say that I didn't use my key and I just stood there at the door knocking like an idiot at some place. I just lost someone. Yes, I did. It's only been a literal month since you were out of my life, and I'm supposed to pretend that you aren't still someone I care about? Okay, well, to me, it still feels like you're still in my life, so hearing that you were dead meant that I lost someone close to me. Do you understand that? All right, well, whether or not you think so is totally up to you, but I needed to know that you were still safe. Okay. Do you really think that your family would still want to hear from your ex about anything? Especially something like this? Like, if you died, then there was no way they would have been in the mood to respond to me. The only thing I could do was see it with my own eyes. Okay. Yes, I see now that you're not dead. But are we all of a sudden forgetting the fact that it was your friend who told me that you were? Like, it's one thing if I heard misinformation from, like, a random neighbor, like, person that lived in your building or something, but, like, your close friend? Does that not seem weird to you at all? Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm sure it was her. I was standing face to face with her having a conversation, dude. Do I look like I would sit here and like make this up right now? Have I ever done anything like that? After coming all the way over here to see if she was right or not, like. No! Stop it. This is not some kind of like elaborate excuse. Are you kidding me? If I wanted to see you again, I would have just like texted you. I'm not a psycho, dude. Called or something. What do you mean? What? Right, because I expect a dead person to pick up the phone before I came here. Are we really being serious right now about the way I chose to check on your safety? Oh my God, babe. Okay, so let's humor this idea. If I had called or texted you, would you have answered the phone? Especially if I called with like no heads up, like no prior like warning. Okay, right? Obviously. So that's one scenario out the window. What if I'd gone to one of your family members and asked them if you were dead? Do you not expect that they'd think I was like losing my mind? Like I had just become deranged and obsessed with you? Okay, yeah, you guess one of them might have answered. I mean, that's not exactly like reassuring in this situation. So, what did you want me to do? Contact the police to see if your dead body was here? I wasn't like thinking. I don't know. I just. If you were out, then Yeah, I would have just waited around till you came home. I don't know. I was mainly hoping that you would be around when I got here. If not, then I would have gone to like plan B. Okay, stop. That's when I would call or try and get in contact with someone. But you just proved to me that that wouldn't have even worked as a plan A. Oh my God. Okay. I really don't want to sit here and keep talking over and over about why I came here or why I let myself in, dude. I mean, I've already explained myself. The fact of the matter is that I did it. Obviously, like, I can't undo that. I apologize. Like, no, I am sorry. I'm saying I'm fucking sorry. Did I not just apologize? I'm sorry for not doing something different to see if you were okay. I wasn't thinking clearly, obviously. But can we, like, circle back to this lying friend of yours? If she was willing to do something like this, then what else could she have been saying to other people? To you? Really? Okay, do you want to call her right now and ask her about it? Because if she really didn't do anything, then she should be able to tell you with a straight face that she didn't. So, go ahead. Tell her to come over here. No, I'm serious. Tell her to come over here. Why not? If you're so confident that she's innocent in all of this, then it shouldn't be a problem, right? No, I'm not trying to find a way to be here longer. I just want you to try and see what kind of a person you actually hang around with in your life, like all the time. I know it isn't, but it's something I want to do, not something I have to do. It shouldn't have to be my job to care about your safety, just to actually, like. No, I'm here because I do care. I mean, that's all there is to it. Well, in the case that we do humor this idea, then I think she's trying to manipulate me somehow. I don't know. I mean, either she wanted me to come over here immediately or, like, never come over here and never try to contact you again. Did you notice her acting any different after we broke up? There has to be some kind of sign that she's trying to do something behind our backs. Okay, it doesn't matter right now what you're trying to assume. What I know is what I was told that made me come over here. No, I heard very clearly what she said to me. It wasn't like subtle. She wasn't dropping hints that I like misinterpreted or something. She straight up said it. Right down there at the pharmacy down the road. I wasn't like, no, you're not understanding me. I didn't call her. I wasn't texting with her. I don't ever talk to her. I just like randomly bumped into her. And then she told me you were dead. She's insane. No, like you know, I brought you up. I brought you up. I told her that I kind of missed you. We've only been broken up for a month. Perfectly reasonable thing to say to one of your friends, bro. But that's the only time I brought you up in the conversation. And then, like, we didn't talk about you after that. And then, right as she's about to leave, she's like walking away. She turns around and she tells me that you're dead and she thought I should know. I don't know, but she was sketchy when we were together, too. Yeah, she was. You might not have seen it because you were blind to your own friend, but she was starting to be a little weird toward the end there. And it's not because it was the end that she was being weird. I think it ended because she was. I'm trying to say that I think she's part of the reason we broke up, dude. Okay, but who was it that made me look like that? Because before, you really didn't have any problems with how long I was working. And then all of a sudden, it became an issue when she brought up how little time you have with me. Before, it was, you work however long you need to keep us stable. And then it turned into an argument of why I don't spend time with you. You don't think that's like a little weird? No, she wasn't waking you up to different things about me. These were all things that specifically you were cool with before. And then they become problems the moment you two started having like these long ass private conversations every night. She was trying to find things to use against me so that we would break up. You quite literally needed to be told these things for you to believe them. And if I didn't know any better, then it's almost like she wanted you to stay with her, not with me. No, it's not ridiculous. It actually makes some kind of sense if you think about it. If I'm out of the picture, then she could have you for as long as she wanted. She could have more late night talks with you. She could hang out more, and eventually you'd get together with her instead of me. Well, has she been trying to hang out more over this past month since we broke up? And helping you with the breakup. That doesn't feel like an excuse that she would use to be closer to you? To sit there and comfort you before she went in and tried to say that you two were like meant to be together? Really? Then call her up right now. Tell her to come over. Because she can literally answer for herself if she was just here. And I will keep bringing that up until you actually do it. And what would that solve after I left? You would still have a manipulative friend in your life that wants nothing but to try and be with you. Even if it sabotaged your well-being or the relationships with people you actually want to be in. I don't even care if you don't want to be with me. So long as you can make your own decisions instead of what someone else tries to feed you over and over again. Yes, it would shut me up. I would love to see her come over here and explain herself for telling me that you were dead. I mean, obviously it was so I would screw off and like never contact you or come back to you ever again. I can't pretend I wouldn't try to do that, but that's not really the point. I know that ultimately it's up to you. I know that I didn't entirely handle things the right way, but I was fighting an uphill battle from the start. Your friends stacked things against me and put thoughts in your head that I didn't even know how to deal with, which I'd say wasn't fair for either of us. So, like I said, even if you didn't want to be back with me again, I would rather you do something about her so that she isn't trying to ruin everything just to be with you. So long as you humor this idea for a little bit, then yeah, I'll back off. Thank you. And I'm sorry for letting myself in.